CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Help from the U.S. is coming as Israel anticipates more attacks from Iran. CBS's Remy Innocencio reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel is getting more public support from the Pentagon in a possible effort to deter Iran and Hezbollah from retaliatory strikes. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin overnight made it a point to reveal he deployed a guided missile submarine, the USS Georgia, here to the Mideast, and has ordered the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail faster.
All of this keeping peace talks at bay. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
The State Department believes that a ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas is still possible.
All negotiators should return to the table and bring this deal to conclusion.
Spokesman Vedant Patel says the talks should go on even as tensions grow between Israel and Iran.
Here at home, a university is making changes over war protests.
Anyone entering Columbia University must now have a school ID. The college grounds had been open to all. Now any guest has to be pre-registered. University officials say the move comes amid reports of potential disruptions ahead of the new school year. In the spring, pro-Palestinian demonstrations led to encampments and unrest on campus, resulting in hundreds of arrests.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting. Classes there start next month. Clashes on the campaign trail now over a new endorsement for Vice President Harris over her no tax on tips proposal, the same proposal Donald Trump introduced back in June.
The difference in why the Culinary Workers Union's okay with what Harris is proposing is because she's saying, let's make this tip thing part of a plan that would also raise the minimum wage. And that is something that the Culinary Workers Union and other groups that represent service workers across the country has been saying should be raised.
That's CBS's Ed O'Keefe. A new storm is now brewing in the Atlantic and could become a hurricane by Thursday. Weather Channel meteorologist Jordan Steele.
We're going to keep a very close eye on this one as it gets closer to the lower 48. Actually, on its way, we could be looking at some big impacts maybe for places like Puerto Rico. So you could be up by looking at pretty good rainfall here as the storm system continues its westward movement.
USA Gymnastics is fighting a controversial decision that could strip Jordan Chiles of her bronze medal. CBS's Jamie Yukis is in Paris.
They went ahead and they looked and submitted an inquiry over Chiles' bronze medal, writing in part that they have video evidence saying, quote, conclusively, they have established that head coach Cecile Landy's request to file an inquiry was submitted 47 seconds after the publishing of Chiles' score within the 1 minute deadline.
Breaking is officially out at the Olympics, but more sports will be introduced in Los Angeles in 2028, including baseball, softball, lacrosse, and flag football. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Two people were rescued from a fire on Green Street in Racine early yesterday. It caused about $35,000 in damages, and the two people rescued from a front porch roof were not injured. There are reports today the groundhog got out. In a strange incident yesterday on State Street in Racine, a 52-year-old man was bitten by a groundhog and attempted to hold on to the animal. As rescue teams tried to intervene, a bystander with a suitcase helped secure the groundhog. The 65th Assembly District primary features Democrats Benda Smith and Kyle Flood competing for the nomination following Todd Onstad's retirement. DeSmit has Onstad's endorsement, while Flood focuses on transparency and reform. A proposed 0.5% sales tax in Racine County aims to generate additional revenue for property tax relief. 51% of the tax revenue allocated would be for that purpose. Public hearings will be held next month to discuss the proposal. And tomorrow is the partisan primary election, where voters can choose candidates from one of five political parties listed on the ballot. Officials remind voters that selecting candidates from different parties will invalidate their votes. You can request a new ballot if you make a mistake. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers back home after a 23-10 win over the Browns in Cleveland. Jordan Love threw a 65-yard touchdown and was done for the day. The offense focused on the run game. Backup quarterback Sean Clifford was 10 of 19 for 111 yards, a quarterback rating of just 70.3.
Yeah, I think that take the good, take the bad, and you look at everything, and you never get too high, and you never get too low, especially at this position.
Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Just his command, his presence. The communication, the urgency in and out of the huddle, I thought was pretty clean.
Baseball, the Brewers and Dodgers open a four-game series tonight at AmFam Field. Clayton Kershaw on the mound for L.A. against the Brewers' Freddy Peralta.
You know, we as a team, we're fine. We're good. And it is what it is, man. We just have to move forward, clean our mind, and get ready for tomorrow and win the series.
The Crew losing to the Reds yesterday 4-3. The Cubs have improved. They've won 8 of their last 10 games. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. Put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. A beautiful summer day. Good day to be outside, maybe put the top down on the car, cruise around town, crank up the tunes, keep it at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, or, of course, the legendary AM 1400 WRJN. Here's CCR.
Early in the evening, just about supper time. Face.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Just can't be right, and I'm telling you, it's too late.
It's the Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose, and Too Late to Turn Back Now on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, last night was the final Racine Concert Band concert of the summer over at the Racine Zoo, and it featured Allison Hall, mezzo-soprano. The Racine Concert Band is already thinking about next year's concerts at the Racine Zoo. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Collect a Bob Uecker Harry Doyle bobblehead at the Brewers game on August 17th, courtesy of Chevrolet. Inspired by Uecker's legendary role in the film Major League, the first 30,000 fans through the gates will get this special bobble. Get your tickets at brewers.com/giveaways.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, Timeless Hits 2 and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers and their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, Timeless Hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Vollman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Round and 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 round
Bush.
Chubby Checker, The Twist on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, as you head out tonight, you could see just a couple of sprinkles early on. Otherwise, look for a mostly clear sky and a low of about 60. Tomorrow, another gorgeous sunny summer day and a high near 80.
children's pie. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would. So good, so good that I got you. So good, so good that I got you. So good, so good that I got you.
James Brown on WRJN. We encourage you to be a voter. Go to our company's website, civicmedia.us/vote. There you can find information on absentee ballots, how and where to vote, races in your individual district, and of course, statewide races too. So do your civic duty and be a voter. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tomorrow is primary election day in Wisconsin. One of the races to watch is the Republican primary in the 8th Congressional District, where Donald Trump is endorsing Tony Weed.
This race is all about how important is the Trump endorsement in a primary in Wisconsin, especially in the Green Bay area.
WIS Politics editor J.R. Ross says Roger Roth and his supporters can afford a lot of TV ads while Andre Jacques is busy campaigning door to door.
What wins out? Air power, the Trump endorsement, or this kind of credibility that Andre Jacques has?
Ross speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. Wisconsin wildlife officials expect more deer in the woods this fall. The Department of Natural Resources released its annual deer forecast last week. Mild weather last winter helped more fawns survive the cold weather months. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two people were rescued from a fire early yesterday on Green Street in Racine. Rescue teams got the two people down from the front porch roof. The fire, which started outside, extended into the roof above a second-floor closet, causing $35,000 in damages. A statement says 21 firefighters contained the fire within about 10 minutes. Those two rescued were not injured. In a bizarre incident on Racine's State Street yesterday, a 52-year-old man was bitten by a groundhog and then held on to the animal in an attempt to apparently get it tested. As rescue teams were getting ready to intervene, a bystander with a suitcase stepped in to help secure the groundhog. There were reports today that the groundhog escaped captivity and was back on the loose. The 65th Assembly District contest is a race to watch tomorrow night. In the wake of Todd Onstad's retirement, Democrats Ben DeSmit and Kyle Flood are competing for the nomination in that Kenosha district. Onstad has endorsed DeSmit, citing his local business and educational background. Flood is campaigning on a platform of transparency and reform. The primary winner goes on to face Republican Brian Gonzalez in the November election. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A gorgeous day here today with plenty of sunshine and high temperatures flirting with 80 degrees. Tomorrow, bright, beautiful, and back to the low 80s. We'll put that on repeat one more time for Wednesday before a soaker hits us on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
You got
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I think I'm going to go through withdrawal tonight. The last 2 weeks, we've all been watching the Olympics, right? But the Olympics are over, so now what? I got an idea for you. Tune in to WRJN tonight. Milwaukee Brewers baseball. Pre-game at 6:35 on WRJN.
The rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. Susan's Clay, she's proud today. Roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene. He's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land. Mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't. Hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday.
Beatles on WRJN, of course. John, Paul, George, and Ringo Starr was the drummer, of course. But the original drummer, Pete Best, auditioned to become the Silver Beatles drummer on this date in 1960. He was asked to travel to Hamburg, Germany for the band's next set of dates. Before leaving for Hamburg, the Silver Beatles changed their name simply to The Beatles. And eventually, Pete Best was given the can.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Single day singing.
Temperature rise.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. There's a star man waiting in the sky. Whenever we want to talk about anything space-related, we talk with Teddy Volman. Hey, Teddy.
Hello.
So you were telling me off the air that we all need to be paying attention to NASA this week because they need to make an announcement at some point during the week, right?
Yeah, from the sound of things, from our friends who have been having the longest flight delay of all time.
So for those who are unfamiliar with this, Starliner, the Boeing spacecraft, was delayed and delayed and delayed for like 7 years. It finally launched with two astronauts on board, went to the International Space Station. They were supposed to be there, what, like a week?
Yeah, something like that.
And they've been there now for like 4 months or something.
It's been about 2 months so far.
Like I said, 4 months. So they've been there a couple of months now. And the announcement from NASA is regarding this, right?
Yes.
So what's it about?
Basically, there's only so many places that a spacecraft can dock with the space station. And there is a regularly scheduled crew swapping spacecraft that's going to be going up there in mid-September. And right now, Starliner is taking the spot where it needs to dock. And so Starliner, the spacecraft, needs to leave by then in order to free up the docking spot. But it's unclear as of yet whether Butch and Sonny, the two astronauts, will be on board Starliner when it leaves.
So Starliner's got to leave. It's either got to leave with the two of them on board, and we all keep our fingers crossed that they make it back. Or, in my opinion, more likely, it's going to leave without them, right?
Right. If it does need to leave without them, they will be staying up there until February. And in order to do that, they are going to have to boot two astronauts off of this upcoming launch so that they have two seats open for Butch and Sonny to come back on the Dragon spacecraft.
This is the SpaceX craft.
Correct.
Yeah. So they just can't strap two more seats in there. That's not a doable thing, I guess.
Dragon is designed to have seven astronauts on board, but it's also bringing up cargo and it's never flown with that many people. So ultimately, yeah, they can't just strap two more seats in there.
And NASA's got to make a decision about it this week, right? So that they can make whatever plans they need to make.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. We'll keep our eye on the sky and we'll keep our ear to NASA and see what they have to say. I'm sure once they make an announcement, you and I will chat again.
I'm sure we will.
All right, there he is, Teddy Volman. I'm Kurt Volman on WRJN.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine, open 7 days a week.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Brewers fans, the ballpark never tasted so good. Now that Vienna beef hot dogs are available, don't miss out on the quality culinary home run of the season, which can be cooked to your liking for that classic ballpark taste. Grab a pack of Vienna beef hot dogs at your favorite local grocer today. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
Hi, I'm Cindy Huber, WRJN's Midday Jock and giant Elvis fan. Listen all this week to win music from the King of Cool and Rock and Roll. We here at WRJN have scoured the very finest vintage record stores to bring you Elvis in CD and vinyl for you all this week when you hear Elvis from one of his iconic movies.
Years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.